could I do? But I could search years, but baby, who else could change my tears into laughter after you? Yeah, After You Who.
After You Who.
Wow, so that was a beautiful, beautiful track. And we were able
Thank
to you. Get Sue up here. This is my third time climbing the Stairmaster.
Bravo.
Oh, goodness. But it is so fun to have you here and to have Sue here. It's been a long time, and you're looking great. Yes. So, all right, so this show, we have to talk about the show. That's why you're here.
Mm-hmm.
And the show is tomorrow night.
Yes.
It's at 7:30 at the City Winery. And what's the address there? I don't have that in front of me.
I think it's 80 Beverly Road.
It's in Boston.
Yeah. It's in the North End.
The North End,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So, and the doors will open at 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. You can still get tickets. So I want to hear a little bit more about the players who are going to be joining you tonight.
Yeah. Well, I always do this show with I think of a 7-piece as a lot of players because mm-hmm. of all these textures, all the beautiful Americana textures. So I brought 2 players from New York, Gary Schreiner, who is a Berklee grad from many moons ago, and he is one of the most beautiful chromatic harmonica players and accordion players you're ever going to encounter.
Wonderful.
So that adds a bit of that just... I'd like to say that truly is the je ne sais quoi in this show.
Ooh.
Larry Saltzman. I've played with Larry for many decades. He's played with kind of everyone. Paul Simon. And he does a lot of Broadway shows. And he's playing the dobro and guitar. So here from Boston, we have Marty Ballou on the upright bass. Marty is a real stalwart of the Boston scene. Peter Wolfe and all the jazz greats, Maggie Scott. And he's kind of a perfect hybrid player for this project.
Mm-hmm.
And who else do we have? Then I have 3 of my colleagues from Berklee College of Music. Mark Shalansky on piano, really a deep, profound, also player who can play any genre. And Joe Walsh, mandolin. First time in a long time I've had a standalone, dedicated mandolin player, and that's really, really exciting for me. And then Sarah Caswell, who is just about the most magnificent violinist and fiddle
Ooh,
player
wow.
around. Played with us in New York a few months ago, and so she, like me, has kind of a life in New York and a life in Boston. And that's it. And then, of course, David Scott, who will be singing a couple duets with me.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, to have the ability to organize all these different people, I mean, that's what I was thinking about today. That is what is amazing. You know, it's one thing to have mastered your craft, to have put out, you know, gotten a CD together, but to gather people together for a gig.
Yeah.
That's not so simple.
It's not. You're really right, Joyce. It's a lot of work.
A lot of work,
It's a lot of work. But you just want to get the right personnel. So not just the perfect players, but like-minded people, people who love to just be in the room working through the material. And I think, you know, I was saying to somebody the other day that doing a project like this, it's like anything that you're in a group that you feel, you know, I was always envious of my brother who played team sports and that you could be, you know, part of that team, you know, and have that great camaraderie. And that's what this project is like. And it's like anything. You work in an office where you love your office mates. You know, you just feel everything is lifted up because you're in a room with people you love hanging out with and working hard on something.
It's great. Yeah. And we need so much of that coming together.
We sure do.
That's really the healing that we need because of all the other noise that's out there.
Yeah.
And so, folks, you should definitely, put it on your calendar. Come out to the City Winery. I'm in the middle of cleaning for Passover. What can I tell you? But, so I'll just take some time and clean out my brain.
Right.
Scour out the back parts of the brain with some music and sounds. So when you selected the tunes, for Cole Porter, you've got so much to look at. So I'm just looking at this one, I Concentrate on You.
Oh, yeah.
Should we play that?
Oh, that's a great one.
That's a good one.
So that's a duet with my colleague in New York, Daryl Tukes, who started his career, went to MIT and left MIT to go on tour with Earth, Wind, and Fire. So that's my duet partner.
Ah, okay. Let me see. I had it, and then it slipped away. Come back here. Okay, so here we go. I Concentrate on You. We're here with Janie Barnett. And here we go.
Concentrate on You.
Yeah, I concentrate on you.
Apparently, that was one of Sinatra's. He did many of these songs. He really loved that tune.
Oh, yeah, very nice.
Yeah.
So we were chatting a little bit. Let me just make sure that this thing is stopped. There we go. So we were chatting a little bit about what it takes to gather these particular musicians together, not only for in the studio, because that's one whole thing.
Yeah.
And you said that was during COVID that you were able to do that, which is, but to a live engagement.
Yeah.
And people are living over here and over there. So chat a little bit about that.
Well, you know, it depends on, like, this gig in Boston is a road gig for me because I'm based in New York, even though I also have a life in Boston. So that gets complicated. And if you're doing a hometown show, you reach out to all the pros you've worked with for years, and that's, you have to compare schedules, but that's pretty easy. When you go out of town, all of a sudden all the logistics get a little nutty. So I have to say that this particular show that I've been planning for a long time is really by the grace of my presence at Berklee College of Music, because I could tap all these incredibly talented people who are right there. We're rehearsing tonight in the building where all of us teach. So that works. But, you know, a lot of times you're, well, sorry, I'm in Germany that week. Can you move it a week forward?
Yeah,
You do, but what you do is you wait. You wait for the players that you really want. You wait for the dream team.
It's, well, I'm really looking forward to just being able to, you know, chill and enjoy. And I haven't been out that much lately. It's just been too much going on.
Yeah.
But, folks, so I want to say, you know, if you want to come out, you know, and you're looking for an occasion, this could be the one, you know. This could be the one, because obviously to have somebody come in from New York who is top drawer and Cole Porter and, you know, seven pieces all together, I mean, that's... And getting something to drink and a nice, you know, little nacherai.
They have a nice menu. Yeah. I think that room, the Haymarket Lounge, is the room that we're in. It's the smaller room. And so it's a very kind of intimate sort of Paris bistro kind of environment. It's identical to the room they do in New York that way. And
We
love it in there. They light the candles, and it's very it's very cozy. And
it's, intimate.
Yeah.
So I haven't been in that room yet, I don't think. I went to hear Idan Rachel, and it I don't know if it was that room. I don't remember hearing that. So I think it might have been a little bit bigger room, but I'm not sure. Because seven pieces, I don't know where they would have put everybody. It might have been even a smaller room.
Yeah. Well, the we're going to be cozy on stage. It's going to be a cozy environment.
Okay.
Yeah. Fitting us all on there. But yeah.
So because you're connected with Berklee, so what, if any, advice might you have for aspiring singers, songstresses, you know, who are trying to make their way in the market, which is more challenging than ever before, especially in jazz?
Yeah. I have a lot to say about the creative process, which is start early, immerse yourself in the greats, and embrace study, and find your authentic voice. Don't try to imitate anyone, because that never, ever works, you know.
And they are, you already have. That's there already.
Learn from the greats, but find your own authentic voice. That's what we always teach, and we're always encouraging people to do. As far as the business, you know, the business now, you have to love live performance if you're going to make a living. And that's something that I was just saying to a student. David Bowie said that 20 years ago. He said, kids, you know, you better like your live performance, because we don't really, because of the technology,
all the
things
streaming
are
and
changing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we have to embrace that, because people get to hear our music without, you know,
paying for it.
Without, you know, it's right there. So you can be exposed to people. Right. And I love being exposed to new artists through Spotify. But you have to find how you're going to have a grounding with your, to pay your bills as a youngster.
Yes.
You know, I heard Janice Ian talk once, and one of the students asked, you know, I'm going to have to get a job. And Janice said, work in a restaurant. You work three nights, make all your money, spend the rest of the days and nights on your craft.
Uh-huh.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Don't think of that as a downgrade. Embrace it.
Yeah, absolutely. Boy, and she was somebody that had an interesting arc of her career.
Yeah.
You know.
Talk about starting early.
And yeah. Look at Joan Alma Trading, yeah. Who was like out of it for, 20 years? And
right.
Then somebody sampled her music, and all of a sudden she's like...
Anything can happen.
It's crazy.
Anything
and she
can
was
happen.
From here. She was... I think this was the station that broke her, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
WMFO played her before anybody even knew who she was.
Wow.
Yeah,
I did not know that.
I'm almost positive that that's the truth.
Yeah.
So, I think you have to absolutely adore what you're doing.
That's right.
And you have to love the people that you're going to play with.
Yeah.
And you have to have skin thicker than an elephant.
Yep.
You know, really, to navigate all the stupidity that's out there.
Well, especially right now. I mean, it's just it's all about the bottom line. So
right.
There's a lot of fabulous independent music out there. So that's the good news, that you can do it if you just keep strong in your own independent journey. But that's true of everything.
Well, those of us who get to hear what the artists have prepared for us, it lifts us up.
Mm.
You know, it is what gives us the ability to navigate some of life's peculiarities, is the nicest way I could put it, the craziness.
Yeah.
And so, I'm looking forward to hearing you, seeing you do your thing, and hanging out with Sue. Mm. And so let's put on one more tune, as we say, au revoir. How about, let's see, what do you think? You do something to me? Or something else?
Maybe you want to play an up-tempo?
Yes,
Night and Day would be...
That was my first thought, actually, Night and Day.
We do a little quasi-bluegrass version of Night and Day.
Let's do that. All right, so Jenny Barnett here, and we'll be coming at you. Okay. Sun. That was an unexpected delight to hear. Okay, the violinist is, you said...
Stuart Duncan.
And, yeah.
And Sierra Hall on mandolin.
Just absolutely gorgeous. Well, that was so fun, and thank you again for coming up here, climbing the stairs to heaven.
It's delightful to meet you and be with you.
Yeah, so we'll see you on the radio. Don't be late. As it turns out. All right, so I'm going to say we're just going to tune into some more jazz from Hearing Into the Future, Tony Jones and Jessica Jones. And hopefully I'll see some of you at the club. Say hi if you're there. All right, so...
Thank you.
All right. That was absolutely gorgeous. Hearing into the future, Terry Jones and Jessica Jones. So, well, that was a very fun interview, and I'm going to look forward to that gig tomorrow night. So don't drink and drive. Don't be foolish. Come on. Have a sense of what makes reality. All right. So says 26-year-old Olivia Culbreth broke down in tears as she was sentenced to 30 years to life in prison. Ugh. For her wrong way drunk driving crash that left 6 people dead, including her own sister and 3 generations of a family in another vehicle. I'm going to punish myself for the rest of my life, she sobbed to the judges. I want people to know I would die a million times over. I was so wrong. And I take full responsibility. Everyone in both vehicles, except for Culbreth, was killed in the horrific drunk driving collision, which catapulted wreckage across several lanes and reduced the SUV and Culbreth's car to disembodied wheels, axles, and twisted pieces of metal. The fun's over when you drink alcohol and then decide to drive, quite possibly forever. It's a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, unfortunately, every other minute you hear of another situation. It's nicht good, not good. All right, so the Belmont World Film 22nd International Film Series, 8 weeks of international films and discussions. It started in March, and it goes through May 20th. So let's see what's coming up that you might want to attend. There's a film called Green Tide, Monday, April 29th at 7:30 p.m. at the Embassy Theater. Now, let's see if they have a list of where all these theaters are, because I don't know where the Embassy Theater is. Let's see what it says here. In Waltham. Okay, that's Waltham. And I think, let's see, do they give me an online... okay, so BelmontWorldFilm.org. That you could go online and find out more information. So Green Tide is coming up. It's from France, French with subtitles. It's a film that came out in 2023, 107 minutes long. It's directed by Pierre Jolivet, and it is the New England premiere. It says, join us at 7 for complimentary Far Breton courtesy of Sophie Lonet-Hansel, who grew up near the Bay of Saint-Biru, where events depicted in the film take place. Following the deaths of several locals on Brittany Beaches, a freelance reporter comes to investigate the mystery surrounding algae that may be the cause. Through her challenging encounters with whistleblowers, scientists, farmers, and politicians, she sheds light on half a century of silence. Well, okay, it's called Green Tide. Now, the next one is at the West Newton Cinema. It's called Ama Gloria, and that's Monday at May 6th at 7:30. France, again, Cape Verde, Cabo Verdiano, French and Portuguese. It's got subtitles. It's 88 minutes long, directed by Marie Amashukeli Barsak. It's the East Coast premiere. Despite the precious bond between a 6-year-old French girl and her Cape Verdean nanny, who spend one last summer together on the Cape Verdean Islands, the film captures themes of family, separation, and the ties that bind from the point of view of its captivating young star. The speaker is Alirio Pereira, a native of Cape Verde and chief program officer of the Massachusetts Association of Portuguese Speakers. I'll mention one more, The City of Wind. This is also at West Newton Cinema, Monday, May 13th, so the following week at 7:30. It's Mongolian with subtitles. It's 104 minutes long, directed by, I don't know how I'm going to say this name, Kava Dulam Parev Okir, New England premiere. Mongolia's submission for the Best International Feature Film Oscar is a coming-of-age drama about a 17-year-old shaman who is trying to juggle and reconcile his spiritual responsibilities while attending high school in modern-day Ulaanbaatar. The speaker is Mundahai Buandeliger, an anthropologist of religion, gender, and politics at MIT with regional expertise in Mongolia and shamans. That sounds pretty fascinating. Well, there's quite a few more films. Let's see. Oh, maybe that's the end of it. Monday, May 13th. I'm thinking there's more. Let's see. Oh, there's a closing night, Bonjour Switzerland. And then there's World Refugee Awareness Month, and that's in June. So, yeah, sounds like a good way to spend some time. Okay, so we listened to Hearing Into the Future, and I think I played the duet, yeah. And now, let's see what we want to play next. Well, Passover is coming, and I think I want to play some music for Passover. Let's see what we have here. This is... The Ten Plagues with Jeff Klepper and Dan Friedlander, Colbacetta. It's going to take just a moment for it to get itself ready. Well, let's see. I think this is the right one. Well, we'll find out. Let's see. This is CD1. All right, good.
Out from the mud, lice will appear from grains of sand, and wild beasts will walk the land. God will make disease begin, and boils will cover up your skin. Then hail and locusts, so beware, O Pharaoh, don't you care?
How long, Pharaoh, take to let our people go? Your heart is cruel, that's a big mistake.
Will it take 10 plagues before you know that you have to let our people go?
Then Moses, stretching out his hand, will bring total darkness to the land, and then you'll hear all Egypt cry, for God will make your firstborn die.
It's sad that all this had to be. People died so we'd be free. Our drops of wine fall down like tears as we retell the story every year. How long, Pharaoh, will it take to let our people go? Your heart is cruel, that's a big mistake.
Will it take 10 plagues before you know that you have to let our people go?
Listen to me, the Egyptian world, it's a mess. Life in the desert is better than anything you've got here.
You see, we don't want to be here. There's so much that we can take. Our people have been mistreated, and that was a big mistake. The world that you see around you, soon it will be no more. So now I have come to warn you, we want to go out the door. Into the sea, into the sea. Go through the sand and into the land of milk and honey. In Egypt they work us night and day. So in their land we cannot stay. We're letting you know our people must go now into the sea. Joseph came on down to Egypt. That is because he was sold. He saved all Egyptian people because of dreams he foretold. But now you forgot our people who saved you from famine's fate. Guess you just did not remember who put food right on your plate. Into the sea, into the sea. Though you may beat us, you cannot defeat us. Take it from me. Our sons you threw into a brook. Once past the sea, we off the hook. You take the Tsarus, we'll do the Horus. Into the sea,
into the sea,
into the sea. Life will be sweet here, we will be free here from slavery. Say no to pyramids today. Let's go to the desert and let's pray. We'll break your spirit, you've got to fear it. Into the sea. The blood will be red, the fish will be dead. The frogs will be hopping all over your bed. The lice and then beasts, a pestilent feast. Let our people go. Boils hurt your skin, the hail won't be thin. The locusts eat crops, the darkness is in. Your firstborn will die and Pharaoh you'll cry. Let our people go! Tribe, a path will divide here into the sea. When we get through here, we'll sing as Yashir into the sea. No time for baking, matzah we're taking. We'll think banana when we eat the mana. Don't follow us here, you will get stuck here into the sea.
She wove was one which sang our history. With every thread and every strand she crafted her delight. A woman touched with spirit, she dances to the light. Just as she had planned.
put into a box, then placed into the Nile. His sister Miriam stood and watched, waiting all the while. Along came Basia, the daughter of Paro, who was really quite surprised to find the box hidden in the reeds, a crying baby laying inside. Basia took the baby and brought him to her home. She named the baby Moshe, and she raised him as her own. One day when he was older, Moshe went out to see what he could do to put an end to his people's misery.
So much misery.
Hurting a Jew, he looked all around. He killed the wicked Mitzri, then hid him in the ground. The next day he went out again, this time saw two Jews fight. When he tried to break it up, they said, "What gives you the right?" Moshe ran to Midian, escaping for his life. He came to the house of Yisro, took Zipporah as his wife. Moshe was in the desert, taking care of Yisro's sheep. He saw an amazing sight, came close to take a peek. Completely engulfed in flames, and yet within the fire, the bush remained unchanged. Hashem called out to Moshe, "To Mitzrayim you must go. Take my children from the land that has hurt them so." Moshe came to Paro, together with Aaron, and in the name of Hashem said, "Let my people go." Paro said, "You're lazy, you will not leave my land. You think you've had it hard till now. I'm raising my demands. I'm raising my demands.
Let my people go.
Ah,
let my people go. Ah,
time had come for Hashem to show his signs and wonders in the land. Although Paro was stubborn, didn't listen, wouldn't bend exactly what Hashem had planned. The first warning was given, which Paro ignored. The Nile River turned to blood. The fish all died, the water smelled because of the dung.
Then frogs emerged, they were everywhere in pots and pans, bedrooms and stoves. Slimy tar they are found in every place that a mitzri goes.
Makos didn't stop the lice, fill the land. These little kinim caused so much itching on the animals and men. Then wild creatures roamed the earth, all the mitzrim ran for their lives. The Yorub chased them back into their homes, they couldn't find a place to hide.
Then came a sickness, a deadly disease to all the animals of the field. Hashem made a dever like never before, with no way to be healed. Thumbs far day a keenim,
that started as a rash turned to boils on the skin. You'd think that Paro would just give up, he couldn't stand the pain of Shin. Can you imagine what a sight the hail was? Ice and fire falling from the sky, with lightning exploding as it hit the ground. The barret caused everything to die.
The fruits and vegetables that remained were suddenly consumed by millions of locusts that suddenly appeared. These are the cause the land to be ruined. Thumbs far day a keening, harok ever shteen, barad ar bechol, shef makas bechoros.
Dark settled on the land as dark could be. A choshek so thick it was impossible to move, and of course they could not see. When the clock struck midnight, Moshe's warning came true. Makos Bechoros had arrived. Paro screamed for all the Jews to leave because the firstborn Mitzrim died.
So after many years living as slaves, the time had finally come for Bnei Yisrael to leave the land. The Aser Makos had been done. Thus far day your kinim, Harov Devir Shtim, Barod Arbechol, Shek Makas Bechorot.
I used to direct a choir over at Shiloh Baptist Church in Hartford, and I wrote this song for the choir, and it's very contemporary in its approach to praising the Lord. It's called He Is Real.
Oh, all right. So that was, who was it? That was Warren, no, that Warren Bird and David Chevin. Avadim Chayino was before that. Rabbi Mordechai Dubin, Shifra and Pua from Let My People Go. Debbie Friedman, Miriam Song from On the Baba Ganoush Sampler. Schlock Rock, Into the Sea. Baba Ganoush also. Rabbi Mordechai Dubin, Let My People Go. And we're going to go out with Kim and Reggie Harris, We Shall Overcome, Evolution of a Song. Have a great Seder if you're going to one. Hopefully you can find one through either Hillel or some of the local synagogues, or online if you need to. And again, all thanks to Hashem for protecting Israel. So here we go.
February 4th. 1909, a long letter saying, on our strike last year, we opened every meeting with a prayer and singing that good old song, We Will Overcome. So it's older than we thought. You know, some people thought it might have been taken from Reverend Tinsley's rather elaborate hymn, but that was in 1903. He wouldn't have called this a good old song. Bernice and I are both pretty confident that Tindley got the idea for his long, elaborate hymn from the older folk hymn. Originally it was, I'll overcome, I'll be like him, I'll be all right. And then, because unions were always doing this, we're making union versions of gospel songs. Like Jesus is my captain, I shall not be moved, became the union is behind us, we shall not be moved.